Ktiv Yiris Hashem Reishis Das. Das Nikra Yichud Zivruk. So Das is the sort of discussed last night already. Das, as we get close to the end of the Sefer, so we've gone through a lot of the Yisoides of Hashem. Das Nikra Yichud Zivruk Miloshem Yeda Odom Eschav Yishtay. So what's he going to discuss? What's he going to be mechadash over here? Who Yichud? So what's the Yichud? Tzarech kol adam oisek b'torah b'tefillah liyachad kodesh b'richos shchintim. Ikar oisek of torah and tefillah is yichud. Yichud kodesh b'richos shchintim. Even in Megala Yisod, I mean, without a yichud, president's torah, without a yichud, without moichin, without ava v'yira, without a yichud, it's detrimental, mamish. It's mamish detrimental. Learning without a yichud, see how it's detrimental. But the importance of a yichud is not just because of a tiny gittoyer. A person can only get tiny gittoyer through yichud. We discussed that. A yichud, like a yichud of Zohar and Akeva, is a yichud is a tainuk. So the tiny gittoyer. In other words, somebody is enjoys a gishmaka piece of something, but that gishmak is not not pshad. He enjoys it because it's this discussion to the Bein Shalom. That's not an oinig. It's like a mitzvah oinig Shabbos. If a person gets a gishmak because he can read a newspaper, he has time to read. That's not an oinig Shabbos. So the ruchni stick oinig, a yichud brings an oinig. A yichud brings a moedik oinig. A person has toy without a yichud, it's detrimental because pshat is that he's giving the oinig to the chas v'sham to the kruch. So that's why the yichud is not standard. A gishmak azach. Rather, it is a gishmak azach. The yichud is a must. Yichud is a necessity. Yichud is a moedik necessity. And that's the beginning of a yedo adam eschav v'ishtay. The person said, "Daven v'yichud." Now, what is yichud? Da'ino la'avda b'moichim gedoylen b'yira v'ava moichim k'moy b'zivugim agashmiim be'elav avdalos in kaitz ve'in tachlis. The zach and the kevel, the zivugim and zivugim gashmiim. The person should have v'yira and all his feeling emotions. That's called moichin. You know, moichin doesn't just mean brains. It doesn't only mean chochma. Moichin, the moichin is there's also moyach, there's also leif. Moichin means also the hargosha that a person gets from the moichin. In other words, the moichin feeds the leif. The moichin is taka the chochma, and that feeds the moedik ha'ava, the yira, gets the person emotionally involved. The person gets emotionally involved, that's das, and that's the yichud. The person gets emotionally involved, and that's the yichud.
That's what it means with moichin.
That's what it means with moichin, yeah. That's the mahalach. That's how it goes. In other words, the moichin is the moyach and the leiv. The leiv is also same b'lebeinu. Nusach svad same b'lebeinu. Bino, because bino is the tiny. Bino is in the leiv. So chochma and the bino. That's the chochma, the ruchni. That then a person gets involved. Ruchni is the kli. Understand? There's moichin the chochma, and that gives over to the leiv, and that's the leiv is the sherish of all the hargoshes, of the emotions, of the midas. Then that's the das. And then a person, then that's the yichud. And then it's becheles das, and that's the yichud. And zoch mekiva. Oz, and then kishu niyachid chelkoi, when he's niyachid is chelik v'aboye v'orchu v'dibur v'machshova, when he's niyachid is chelik to Hashem v'dibur v'machshova, na'ase yichud l'mala, and it becomes a yichud l'mala, v'chol o'ilam yasa. So now he's just going to explain that when a person does a yichud, it's not just the person's yichud, not just the oivid Hashem's yichud, it's the whole yichud of Shemayim Oretz. He's goyim a yichud b'chol ha'olam. So now he's going to explain a few lines how Adam is an oilam katan, right? Oilam is an oilam katan. So everything that Adam does is in the oilam katan happens simultaneously in the oilam gadol. And mele the yichud, the whole tachlis abriya is baruch kim Shemayim as Oretz, just to make a yichud Shemayim Oretz. Shemayim is moichin, Oretz is dibor and maisa. And to make a yichud is when a person makes a yichud in his own avodah, he's automatically making a yichud in the whole Shemayim Ha'aretz. In the shiurim, in the tefillah shiur, in the first shiur, there the whole shiur is on the chin of Shemayim Ha'aretz. I don't speak about yichudim over there. But the side of what we're saying over there is the yichudim, the chibur, the whole shiur is on chibur Shemayim Ha'aretz. Chibur Shemayim Ha'aretz is a yichud, it's the yichud. A person learns Torah or Gavins with kavanah, with gishmak. And then he's making a yichud. And that yichud is going in the chibur shmaim art. Man yirbe yimeichud kimir shmaim art. So Adam is oilam kotach. Yesh bet siyu kol alomis. V'chol adram shumim ala. Toli bisrusu del sata. Toli in aris oiris down eki. Yesh ba Adam bechinu shmaim art. Because a person has a bechinu shmaim art. A dibu bechinu art. Machshov is bechinu shmaim. Dibu is art. Machshov is shmaim. ma'isa she'oisa ha'mitzvus nikar gam ke b'chinas oretz. So dibo is oretz and ma'isa is oretz. So what he said so far, there's machshava dibo ma'isa. Dibo ma'isa, that's oretz. Dibo ma'isa is oretz. Machshava, that's shemayim, that's moich. So b'chmiyacht kon shemayim oretz, tahayinu dibo u'machshava. Speaks b'ikar about dibo u'machshava. In other words, what does it mean? Hayim yachet dibo to machshava. She'a dibo dovek le'machshava b'libo b'moicha. She'u yichud b'chol hargoshas eivora v'midoisach. Oz nasa yichud gomo b'chol oyla v'slamala. Now, the lev is the center of the whole guf. So if you get your lev evolved, everything's evolved. Kol atzmoisa tamar nasha. So therefore, a person who speaks and with moichin, with hergish, so that alone is a big yichud. Soon discuss. Kol oylem a mekabel oylem shemal menu mechinas shemayim oretz. Every oylem is a mechinas oretz, mekabel to the oylem which is the mal menu. The gamad dibur mekabel machshava. Dibur is also mekabel from the machshava. Ki koydim shiidabe mishaven oisis b'machshava. Before a person speaks, so the oisis are mishaven b'machshava. In other words, when a person wants to speak, yeah, so the dibur, Chassidus Chabad talks about it. The dibur, the oisius are mitzayir b'moichoy. Oisius are mitzayir b'moichoy. And then he brings them down from the machshava to dibur. So what was mahava the oisius? Is the machshava, is the bechinas shemayim. And he brings it down. The dibur, maisa, he brings it down. The thing, but the mahava of that is the moichin, is the machshava. So that's why the machshava is the bechin of shem havaya, because it's mahava the oisius. And so therefore, when a person speaks, he doesn't necessarily feel the oisius. If he speaks for yichud, then his makasha the oisius are coming out with the origin of the machshava of the oisius, which is when it is noyach, and that's the bechin of the yichud. Chava's origin is an Odom. The Rosh Hashanah created from the Tzela of Odom. So Yichud is when you take it back to its origin. So when a person speaks Diburim, and the Diburim originated in his Moyach, and the Moyach is Bechinah, Machshava is Bechinah's Havaya. So then he's bringing it back into Havaya. That's the Sherish, which is Mahava everything. And that's why Ki'ilu the Goyim are Makoif in the Havaya. Why? Because they don't want to feel the whole time that everything they do is just originary. That's the whole, what's the Shiloh of Havaya Adna? And so last week we spoke, we didn't bring it in the end, Takas. Last week we spoke about the Makabal becoming a Hashbar. It's also in a way the Adna. Adna is the Makabal, right? The Adonim in the Mishkan, they were the lower down. Everything was under Adonim. Adonim is the Makabal, Adnas is a Makabal. But the Shiloh of Adnas and Havaya is where the Makabal is miskalal into the Mashpia, which is the Havaya, and becomes an Akar Hashbar. It's one of the Kutas of the Shiloh of Adnas and Havaya. But another Nakud, the Pashat Nakud, is the Yichud. The Adna is the Chdibur, Malchus, yeah? Dibur, Maisa, Tzvchinas Adnas. And Havaya is the origin. And that's the Yichud, the Shiluv of Havaya. The Yichud, the Shiluv of Adna and Havaya is the Shiluv of the Adna is going back to its Tzvchinas, to its origin. Where it's all Niskala. And that's the Niskala, in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. See, the problem is, he's going to talk about it later, where it has to, the person has to have shiflus with this, because the Dibur, we've spoken about, Dibur is Malchus, Dibur is Anhoga, Yad Be'amam Tachtenu. I'll discuss later why we say it before Shofar, why dafka that lam natzeach yad ba'am tachtein of dibur. Shat is dibur is anhoga. Dibur is anhoga. No, so a person is using the koyach of anhoga, and at the same time he has to realize he's not the manhig. So what does the yitzhara want a person to feel? Shas is medaber, dibur is lashon anhoga, he's been the mensch. I'm the manhig. I'm the melech. Right, so that's Chas V'Shalom, that's doing the opposite of making a Yichud. But that's the natural thing that the Yitzhara is going to make a person feel. Because it's the Koyach Anhoga. So what's the Tachlis Anhoga? The Tachlis of being a Manig is to know that you're not a Manig. Does that make sense? And so you ask. So you ask David Melech Yisrael, how about that make sense? Tzanach David Avdecho, he's the Eved, he's a Melech at the same time. Are you a manig or are you an eved? Well, the teretz is the dibur, which is the koyach anhoga, is that originates in the machshava. Machshava is bechinas havaya. So the more adna, the more anhoga, the more he wants it to be nishtalev in the origins of the shem havaya. It's a pelvic azach. He's also going to be remembered in it later. That's why if you want to see a person who learns Torah, the yichud, a person learns Torah, that a yichud is to see his koyach of chiddush Torah. Because the mitzvah shem havaya, the bone shalom is mahava de bria, called rega v'rega. So if a person's dibur, if a person's adnus, which is his dibur, if a person's dibur, yeah, is nishtalev into havaya, and the bone shalom is being mahava de bria, called rega v'rega, so then that person's being mechadish toyer for rega v'rega, because it's nishtalev into the havaya. And also, nochte, more than that, if a person learns Torah, and you can say the same thing, I don't know how many times, and still feels a gishmak in it, like Arna Koin by the Menorah, so that's also a simon that his learning is a learning with the B'derech HaYichud. Same thing as with davening, right? A person saying the same Shmoneser three times a day, if a person doesn't get bored, then he's, I'm going to talk about it later, doesn't get bored, so that means that the Adnus is paired, the Adnus was nishtalev into the Koyach Havaya, which is Mahave Kol Rega Verega, so there's no such thing as the same thing, it's nishtemus, it's nisht dezelbe tefillah, it's not the same tefillah, that's totally on the Yichud. I'll go into it now, it's a whole sort, but the vort is that Adam Mishnah ate from the Eitz Adas, eating from the Eitz Adas, what happened by eating from the Eitz Adas? Eitz Adas is Toi Beras, it can make bad Yechudim. It can make Shlechta, Das is Doch Yechud. It can make Shlechta Yechudim, bad Yechudim. Right? So therefore, the Ishle Ishtar can be a Shlechta Yechud. If it can be a Shlechta Yechud, so then Shat is a person who's not Meskal, back to his Koch, back to his Mekom. That's a Maidik HaChasona. So therefore, that's the thought of Tumas Nida that came as a result. Chava came as a result of the Chet Adam. Tumas Nida. What's Tumas Nida? Tumas Nida is to make a Yichud. What is it? What does the Mar say Nida? If there'd be Hefka, right? So then they'd lose the feeling, and therefore the Mishnah makes them have a Rechut and Tumas Nida, in order that when they come back together, it should be Keilu, it's the first time. So Mar says a Nida. So what's the problem? The thought is, a yichud should be kedusha, it's always the same time, it's always the first time. So you don't need that, it should be nis'ayra, a richud b'chal. Because you're miyachat to the Havayah, you're miyachat to the Havayah, and the emistik, a yichud, it doesn't need to be a tumas nida. So keilu speaking, if a person is miyachat b'ishtar, mamish, of gewaltige oifen, so then there wouldn't need to be too much nida. So if you wouldn't be eating from the Eitz Adas, then the Yichud would always be a Yichud Amiti, a Zivuk Amiti, a Yichud Amiti. And every time it would be Kilis the first time. Oh, but because the Eitz Adas introduced Taivas and Zachem, and that makes it that Mitzvah the Taiva Shaboy doesn't feel the same thing, Mitzvah the Taiva Gufin Shaboy. Maybe therefore that to be too much nida to bring it back to the Chinuch of the Yichud and the Zivuk Amiti. That's how Torah has to be learned. I mean, Nid is right at the end of the Torah. Mass Masech to the Torah. In Gemara. The vote is, you finished Kol HaTorah Kula. If you haven't got Geshmak to do Chazara, it's coming from the Tumas Nida. You're about to say a Hadron, finishing Nida. You're about to say a Hadron. I'm about to finish us. You're standing there in Madison Square, whatever it's called, and you're about to make a scene. How excited are you to learn Shas again? So the other mission ate from the Eitz Adas. So Mela might not be. A person has to know what he has to head for. A person has to know what he has to head for. That every many times he's learning it for the Yichud of Kedusha. So that's a person learning, if seeing that the moichin is Havaya, so number one, if he learns the Yichud, the Havaya is Mahava, so his Torah has to be Mahava the whole time. And number two, he has to be learning it, Kilo, it always was the same Mishmakare, the Bismidish, we discuss often, Bismidish was a Makam of Yichud. Bismidish was a Makam of Yichud. Hold on, just a minute. Sorry, what was I saying? That was in Beis Hamikdash, was the Makom of Yichud, the Makom of Yichud Amiti. Maybe therefore the Chelek of Torah, Beis Hamikdash, which is the Menorah, was a Chelek that Aaron HaKohen lent the Menorah and felt every time the same Hargosh as when he felt. So that's the Nekudah. The Nekudah is that the Torah that comes out of Beis Hamikdash is a Yichudik Torah. And in the Yichudik Torah, it's Nischabah to Havaya. And if it's Nischabah to Havaya, it's always as if it's the first time. Bemis is the first time, because the Bayis Rosh Shmuel is Nahava the whole time. So Beis Hamikdash Dika Torah is a Torah that Koyach, and that's why definitely the Bechina is Menorah, the Bechina as if you have to ask them. כל מה שיעשה הוא חושב מקודם במחשוב, והדיבר נקרא אדנה. הדיבר זה כל אדנה של ראשון עודוי. כי בהדיבור מסנאי הכל, כי דיבור לא של ניהוג, לא של דובה אחד לדוי. הדיבור זה לא של הנהוגה. הוא נקרא שכינה. שהדיבור יצא מחילק לשמוס שבקיר בו, שהוא חילק הבויס בו, ששייכם בעודו. ואוז הווה ייחוד הווה היה אדנה. נלו את זה אדנה, זה עושה שם, זה עושה בחינה. Why? Because the person speaks. Says it doesn't, it's a very important kudah. The person speaks. The hevel peh is coming from the neshima. The neshima is coming from the neshama. The neshama is the chelik of the bunchline, and that's sheikh and mutaycha adam. So that's about it. Also a getla chazach. It's also like kustik chazach. That's the kustik chazach of adam. And there it's very easy for a person. Every time a person speaks, every word we say, we think of speaking out the neshama of the chelik of the kaimimal, the shechina shayr b'saycha. And that's the chelik of the bunchline, and that's sheikh and the adam, which gives the person the feeling, gives the person the hechatim. So that the person himself is speaking, and it's abnus and it's an hoga, and he feels very geschmack with his dibur. To bring that chelik hashchina up to the punchline, that's making the shilu of abnus and havaya. Understands? He's explaining. It's not sure that abnus is the odom, and havaya is the punchline. Abnus is also the punchline. It's a chelik of the punchline. It's licked in a mensch, the golas. Person is yad ba'amim, and he feels that he's just speaking and he doesn't make a yichud, so he's got a chelik of the bunch lanim in him, which he's keeping begolus. He's not letting it be mischaber. He's being merachik yishum mibala. He's being merachik yishum mibala. So that's why he's got to put moichin into everything. To all his diburim, he's got to put moichin, which means that also the chokhmah and also the argosha, and then he's making a yichud. So that's the abnus and havaya. It's moedik azach. It's a moedik achraya, it's a moedik undertaking. The person speaks, he has to know he's speaking in lichus. And if he speaks in the Veltarayim, so he's speaking, he's sending Chalom Tzlan, he's going to discuss it, he's sending the Shechina Kadosha in the Veltarayim, Chas V'Shalom. He makes a yichud, so then he's sending it all over. That's the sod of all yichudim. Oh, it's having yichud, Havai,
Ad.
Who?
Es Hashem Lekecha.
Yeah, Mamish, oh, yeah. Es, Aleph, the Dibor.
Es Hashem
Lekecha. Es Hashem, Tiro, it's Mamish Yira. He's going to explain that can only be through Yira. Can only be through Shiflus. Because Dibor, naturally, is Hefach Shiflus. Dibor is Anhoga. So Dibor with Shiflus, the person realizes that his Dibor is a Lekus that's inside him, and that's waiting to be... waiting for its yichud to be scowled into Shem Havaya, and then that's obviously with Shiflus. That's how he's going to explain it. Rishus Yiras Hashem is Rishus Hadas. With Yira or Shiflus, then you can make a
Yira
Shiflus. Then you, with the Yira, that's a Rishus Hadas. That's the aleph base of yichudim. And the person who hasn't got Shiflus takes it for himself. Mamish, bring it down to a very practical level. When talking to myself, not to anybody else. Talking to myself, a person, all things that stare a person in the middle of Shemini Esrei, right? So the more a person is to himself, the more a person thinks of himself, yeah? So the more he's thinking of his own inyanim, right? When he's davening, when he's learning. So that's a lack of shiflus. What am I thinking about myself? I mean, I'm about to make a yichud. I'm about to think that every word I'm saying is abna. And every mashmoyach that I have when I'm saying this word is havaya. It's vibenich in the ganze picture, in the ganze build. Nowhere, hopefully. Right? So that's how a person has to daven. It's a chamoydik madrega. My name's Magathan Madrega. It's a chamoydik madrega. So the abna is, I'm speaking out one chelik of lekus, and I'm bringing it with my moichin and my hergish to another chelik of lekus. I'm making a havaya. Such as my dibur, my mice as well. He said earlier, it's my mice as well. Being mechaber to a thing that's a moedik achrayes. Moshe Messiah Bekiva, as much as he's Messiah Bekiva, Kach Nase, Yichud Boilam Sakhdashim, Alayanim, Adin Kitz Mesov. Roz Boil, Oilam Atainuk, Shalom Abina. Then he comes to the Oilam Atainuk, which is the Oilam Abina. Oivid is Hashem with Tainuk, he serves the Rabbein Shalom with the Tainuk, so he comes to Bina. So let's discuss. So Zeh Soif HaPasuk Abina's Kedoshim. Yehei zeh lecho, let's read one more paragraph and discuss it. Yehei zeh lecho klal godli. I'm sure sharf a paragraph. Yehei lecho zeh klal godli. It's the klal godli we have to know. Ki zeh kol ikka. This is mamish the whole ikka. Shatar seinu vavid seinu tluyuma. All our Torah and all our voida is toli b'zeh. Vuhu kol hakavonus. Sheyesh ala sidar tefillah. The person has to know the kavonus of tefillah. In Tizke, it was Zoycha Tobin, Echu Dova Godel Moid, Hachosh of the Kavanas at Tvila, he's talking about, right? Perisha Millis, I'm sure he's talking about also Echad and Perisha Millis. The Yargil Atmoy Bezem, Ma'at Ma'at. It's a Musa paragraph. A Musa paragraph. First, we margam Zamanlan, and we'll cover him if it's heavy for him, the spell will call it Tvila Bezem. Oh, but it might suppose us to try to. I don't know which Kavanas he's talking about, but I'm saying, Lechay, you're talking about Yichudik Kavanas. Mine Kavanas. Hecher Kavanas, because Yargalat me mat mat, if a person needs a herigal mat mat of Kavanas of Milas, Pirsha Milas, he's talking about Kavanas, all types of Kavanas. He says this is the Zeh Klal Gadol in Torah and in Avodah. The Kavanah meaning the Kavanah as he said earlier, the Yichud, the Chelik Havaya, the Machshava, and the Moyach, and the Leiv, this is the Klal Gadol. Or Miwa Mevin is there who brings this Shiflis Shiboy. Like we said, Ozu Bali the year come Lamala Eshka in this Dakar Shvaruah. Is there years of Shem certainly is racious as us? Years of Shem is racious as claim a coin of us. Years of Shem, the shiftless has to be fought. That's comic a yichud without shiftless, because then you're the money with your dibur without shiftless. So you're not sending it anywhere. Then it's even worse. You speak out, and the dibur that's coming out is Adna. Adna is Likus the Shechina, the Neshama. And you speak it out, who knows what? Without a yichud, it's going to go somewhere else. It's the Klal Gadol. It's going to go somewhere else. If a person speaks out with the spatulas and with Gaguya and the Shtok, because they're going Shalem, so what he's speaking out is going straight up and he's making a Yichud. That's why the whole union of Yadve, the whole union of Dibur, Chlala Maisa, Koichi, Oitzi, Miyodi, Hosni, Zachai, Lazer, the Yitzhor is so strong to make a person feel a money with his own Zachar. Because the greatest Nachazurach to Revoin Shalem is the Yichud. Right? Ishva Ishtoi, they're separated. The greatest thing they can think of is to be together again. The greatest Nachazurach to Revoin Shalem is Mishtoikik for is the Yichud. The Yichud of Abai Va'adna. Therefore, it's always aimed over there that there shouldn't be a yichud. And therefore, he's going to make the person feel the yichud and the manik. The dibur, adna, manik, and koichi voitzim yodi. The maisa, the dibur, the maisa, which is the chelika oritz, which a person has to be male to havaya. A person is going to make sure that it doesn't get to the havaya. It's a moedika zach. It's very much the chibur. It's very deep for Zach. Yosef Tzadik, we know, is the Yisod, Midas HaYisod. Midas HaYisod is the Chelak HaYichud, Chelak of Zivuk, Midas HaYisod. Yosef Tzadik was a Gvaltik Amanik, the Melech of the whole world. He was a Gvaltik Amanik. Every time Paris said something, he said, Yosef, Shem Shemaim, Shogu B'Piv. Now, there's everything he says is Shem Shemaim. Rashi says that Shem Shemaim, Shogu B'Piv. He brings the Havaya, Pari doesn't know what he brings. What's the vod? The vod is that Yosef Tzadik is midas hayisod. Midas hayisod is to make yichudim, to zivugim. So meila he's a manik, manik she'en kedug mosai, manik she'en kedug mosai, biggest manik in the world. But every time he has epis hashaychus on hunger, he brings out the shame, he brings out the shame, he makes a yichud. That's midas hayisod shem kedusha. How's Yosef Tzadik? That's the bechir, the chelak hamalchus of Yosef Tzadik. Who's to be so? If you're a manik, and you have to have a shaykhah straight away to the Yudke Vovki. who's the Nitzchistik of Melech Yisrael? Yehuda. What shame does Yehuda have spelling Yehuda's letters? Chavaya. It's reminding Yehuda that your whole Koyach and Hoga, whole Koyach and Hoga, which is Shem Adna down here, has to be Mesiachid with the Chavaya. It can never be Mesiach Das.
Dalit, there was about this stuff.
I think we discussed this once. Because he's got. How do you spell Yehuda? Yud K, Vav, and the last one is Malchus. The last he is Malchus. There comes the Dalit. The Malchus, the Koyach and Hoga, Malchus. Is less like Megarmi Klum, that's how you just feel it.
Start off with the Dallas.
Yeah, start off with the Dallas. And then you can be an Emstik Melech. And then the Keita Torah is an Emstik Melech. So Yehuda is Yudke Vovke. So that's why Yehuda is making Yehudim. The more you're the manik, the more you have to have Shem Yudke Vovke, Shoga Bepich. And then you make me Yichud out of it. Because the Yadber, the Abner, Melech is the whole time, he's the manhig of the Shem Abner. So therefore, the whole time he has to have a fire, he has to have a fire mind to make the yichud of the fire. Right, so why this yisod is all this yisod of Shabbos, yisod of Rosh Hashanah, Tkiyas Shefer, yisod of the Beis Hamikdash, the Saint Samai, the Kisod of Mitzvah. We discussed before that the Beis HaMikdash was called Dver Beis Hachem. Dver is Dibra is Anhaga. The Beis HaMikdash was Anhaga Sa'ilah. The whole Beis HaMikdash, all the Kabbonis, everything was Tehila on your Kabbon. Everything was Tehila on the Moichim. Why is it so important to have your Moichim? The first Mishnah in Zvachim talks about Leishma. What's the word? The vote is, what does it mean Shalei Lishma? Shalei Lishma means Shalei Lishem Hei. Shalei Lishem, the Ketata, the Malchus. In other words, when you're doing it, Shalei, to be Ma'ala, the Malchus, to be Ma'ala, the Hamas, into Havaya, that's what's called Shalei Lishma. The comparison of Shalei Lishma is in Kolonis. Because the Semitic is called Dvir Beisachar. Dvir Beisachar is Dibor. Dibor is Abbas. Why? Because the Taka of the Semitic was the Hanhoga. But it was a mukum of the yichud, so they weren't allowed to have an avna without a havaya. They weren't allowed to have a hanhaga without a machshava, without a moyach. So everything had to be lishmo, had to be the shem keitato, in order to make a proper havaya. The Kohen Gadol more than anything else, the Kohen Gadol wore the tzitz. What's the tzitz? The tzitz is on his metzach. The tzitz is on the moichin, reminding him of the moichin. You do it. It's just you're not to be Messiah Das. Wasn't allowed to be Messiah Das. Now there's a whole time you have to have the Kavana, because he was Isaac in Azar Abna, in Azar Dvir Beisecha. He wasn't allowed to be Messiah Das from his Moich and Achshav to make a Yechid all the time. That's the Sod of Shalish, the Koinen, Pigur, all these different Pesulim, all coming from, it was such a strong level of Dibor of Anhogan and Beis HaMikdash that the whole time they had to have Moichin, 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 and Kavona, Moichin, and Lishma, and Lishma, and Lishma.
So the Dibor is the Anhogan of Hashem.
It's the Anhogan. It's the biggest galus, that's right. It's the biggest galus of the whole Anhogan's Oilam was from Beis HaMikdash. See, the Lamatas Malachas we learn out from the Beis HaMikdash. We're coming to Shabbosun. Shabbos is the same Mechina, but a shtickle different Mechina. Lamatas Malachas are all the Malachas of the Bria. That's why learning out from the Mishkan. Because the Mishkan is the Sod of the Anhaga, the whole Bria. Right? The whole Anhaga, the Asiya. Sod Asiya, the whole Bria, was on the Mishkan. Beis HaMikdash. So it's the Sod of Bria. So therefore it's the Dvir Beisach, it's the Dibra Maisa. It's the Anhaga of Oretz. The Ruch Nistika Anhaga of Oretz. And Anhaga is Yad Ve'amim, of the Bechinas Adnes. It's called Dvir Beisach. Lamatas Malachas, everything, all had there. But the Ike is. Is to make a yichud. So Shlomo Melech says, "Toichai rotzu v'ha'avu menhayis yushalayim." This midrash has to be toichai rotzu v'ha'avu. I said before, the ava, it all comes from the moichin. The moich and the leid comes from the ava. So it's toichai rotzu v'ha'avu. It was an abnus place, but toichai rotzu v'ha'avu, always a yichud. Shlomo Melech was a bechina. Shlomo Melech had the koyach. Shlomo Melech was ki'ilu, almost ki'ilu, bechina's balabayis, or a yichud. It says that Shlomo Melech was Moilech al Elyonim al Atachtoinim. We discussed it. Shneema al Yashav Shlomo al Kisei Hashem. He was Moilech on the Shemaim and the Oretz. He had a Moilech koyach of Yichud, Miyachid, Shemaim and Oretz. He was Moilech, he was all one in Rishus by Shlomo Melech. Shedib and Yuchim and whatever, he was all one in Hogar. He had a Moilech koyach of Yichud So there was a kitchen on it. That's why Nasa Bas Mitzris is. He had such a koyach to make Yichudim, such as he could bring the whole world to make it. He could bring the whole world together. Somebody has a big koyach to make Yichudim, so he has a koyach to bring outside and to be ma'alit. So Yosef Tzadik, Gus HaMelech of Agoyim, people have a koyach HaYichud, because they have a koyach HaMahoga that spreads in the world, and then they have a koyach to bring it back. Shlomelech and Shlomelech was a koyach HaYichud, and a koyach to bring the world. So many Noshim. All the Shem Shemayim. That's where it dropped. That's where it fell. So that's the whole lot of the Beis Hamikdash. And that's the whole lot of Shabbos. That's one of the outsiders why Shabbos don't have tefillin. What's the aim of tefillin? Tefillin is Yad, Malacha, Asiya. It's Tefillin Shal Yad. Tefillin Shal Rosh is the Moichi. Tefillin Shal Rosh is the Moichi. The Moichi is the Yichud. And he's mafsik from the two is a chayzim arichal melchama. The person goes out to melchama, whole tachlis is going out to melchama to bring back all the mitzvotes, the kedusha back. Right? To break the klipa and to bring all the mitzvotes back. So melchama, the kenyan of melchama is to bring back all the koyach, the fel, to make a yichud. So if you talk between Tfilin Shel Yad and Tfilin Shel Rosh, that's the aver that's brought in chazal, you chayzim arichal melchama. So that's Tfilin Shel Rosh and Tfilin Shel Rosh. What's Shabbos? Shabbos is a gewaltig day. Why? What happened to Shabbos? Why didn't we wear tefillin on Shabbos? And why mustn't we do the lama test melachos that they were in the Mishkan on Shabbos? Teretz says that Shabbos is a hecher madrid. Shabbos is, you're not allowed to do any melacha whatsoever. Even Dibur, you're not allowed to really speak on Shabbos. Koshi yitir, Rabbi. You're not allowed to do any no Dibur and no Maisa. So what is that on Shabbos? Only Moich. Only Havaya. How is it? A person prepares himself properly for Shabbos, so what happens is that he brings all the tefillahs and all the Torahs that he learned during the week without Moichin, without the proper Moichin, Shabbos is a koyach to suck it all in and to be malek and to make the Yichud. Shabbos is kula the day of Yichud. The Yichud of all the tefillahs that Etzim during the week were tefillahs and fullahs. Shabbos have a koyach to be malek. And you say, Lechadoidi in Likras Kavah. Kal is the Admas below. You make that Yichud. Shabbos is Oynes Tom Tchachim. Shabbos is Oyneg Tainug. He says when you make Yichud, meaning what Yichud is making, it's making Yichud of all the Tfilas and all the Tayers and all the Melachas. Everything you did with Dibor or the Maisa during the week has an Aliyah on Shabbos, has a Yichud on Shabbos.
And he did that?
By preparing ourselves properly for Shabbos.
And then it comes.
And it comes, yeah. And with the tshuva, with the koyach to be malik. And Farshim, the Svarim say it, the Shabbos Mincha is a very important tefillah. Because he's taking all the tefillahs from the chayil, he's going to carry them into Shabbos. Everything, all the tefillahs on the week, and everything, has a very important yichud in the Shabbos. So therefore, Shabbos doesn't need dibur. Shabbos doesn't need Maisa. Harry, what's Shabbos doing? Shabbos is taking all the Dibur and the Maisa. Shabbos is focusing on the Yichud. Shabbos is a day, it's all done in the Svarim. Shabbos is a day to Mechadosh Chodesh HaTorah. Very big important meaning to Mechadosh Chodesh HaTorah on Shabbos. Why? Shabbos is that Moichin. Shabbos is Havaya. Shabbos is Havaya, and Havaya is Mahaveh. Mahaveh and Mechadosh the whole time. This is the koyach to be mahavah to be mahavah. That's the inner. That comes from the koyach. It comes from the koyach havaya. During the week, it's called the chemes mechama. I avoid it during the week as a mechama. Right? What's the mechama? That's the mechama. Like we said before, the mechama is not to talk between Tzvim Shel Yad and Tzvim Shel Rosh. It's mamish the mechama. Not to talk between Tzvim Shel Yad and Tzvim Shel Rosh. That's why if you did talk, you can't go out the mechama. That's the Muhammad that we have during the week. That's by Yehuda. By Yehuda it says, Teroya, Toroif, Zeroya, Afkot Koid. Yeah? Christ Yeshua. Or is it Sefer Avinyon? Which one? Ah, this is where it is. Yehuda said, Yehuda ata yiducha achecha, yotcha ba'oyref eivecha. Some Magdashim say that the oyref is where you put the tefillin, the knot of the tefillin shadoish. So Yehuda was called Kula Yebechina. The tefillin used to go out with the tefillin. There's a lot from the afla, from the Rins and Aimshitz on Yehuda. I'll do me neida, to remind us of it. Yehuda shayach to the inyot tefillin. Yehuda shayach to the inyot tefillin. Because that's what he said, Yehuda. Because Yehuda is the manik, he's the koyach. Of everything he does is valid to the Yud Kevavke. That's Yehuda's message to Yosef. Yigash Elav Yehuda, Vayim Bi Adoin. Adoin is Abba. Yehuda says Bi Adoin. In the Havaya, that's where the Abba is goes. Yehuda says, you think that you're on top of me? Forget, you have to miscal into me. Kichamoich Lefare, I'll do the same as I'm doing to you, I'm on top of you. If Yosef stays, Yehuda was choshev, Yosef is holding an hoga to himself. Yehuda say no. Your bechin of adnas has to come to me. I'm the one. It has to be. I'm the havaya. I'm the havaya. Yud kevavke Yehuda. I'm the havaya. It's got to be miskalin to me, and that's the tachlis. So during the week, the avoid is it's an avoid. It's melchama. What's the melchama? The melchama is to be miyachet the tefillin shel yatzah, the tefillin shel roish. That's the avodah. Avodah is an hogash be an avodah. She
means kind of not chilling on Shabbos.
Oh, that's the pshat. Shabbos is the day of menucha. The mechamot is Shabbos. Shabbos is the time where the tefillah, where all the others is miscalled into the havaya. So Shabbos is loves on tefillah. During the week, that is the avodah. Okay, that's all the melacha and everything on Shabbos. During the week, Shabbos is not time for mecham. Shabbos is not time for mecham. Shabbos is the time where two begin with. The Ramata is Niskal into the Ramala. When it's a Chibu, Shabbos is the Chibu, the Chibu is where it's a Chibu, Shemayim Oar. It's Kasta, Shtik, but it's a Shabbos, you have Malachim. Malachim, Malavi, you are in the Shef, Malachim. Shabbos is the Chibu between Shemayim Oar. If there's a Yichud between Shemayim Oar, it means if there's Malachim up there, there's Malachim down here. Come home, Shalom Aleichem, Malachim, Shabbos, so him is with Malachim. Shalom Aleichem, Malachi Asholim, Malachi Asholim. It's just as a himish with the Malachi. As a Malach, who's the mensch? Well, the answer is, the Shabbos is the Yichud. The Yichud is Shemayim Vaharetz, become one with Shus. Shalom Aleichem, Malachi Asholim, Malachi Asholim. I'll say Yudayim Askanius. Yeah. I just best not to wash his hands until it's Yudayim. Laila, Yudayim Askanius. What does it mean Askanius? Askanius comes from Misasik. Misasik is not Yotze. Why is a Misasik not Yotze? Misasik is the worst thing in the world. Why? There's no Moyach Debechla. No Moyach Debechla. There's no Chachma Debechla. It's Kuli Melacha. It's Kuli Melacha. It's Kuli Melacha. It's terrible. It's such a Achim. So Misasik is La Yotze. Yadayim Asconius. So, Chinus Yadayim is Asconius.
Sasek's Potter?
Sasek's not Yotze.
And Shabbos?
And Shabbos, that's Shabbos is Kulei Chochma. So, Shabbos is on Shabbos, a melacha without kavana, it's a melacha bechla. During the week, you're giving chashivas to the yad. So, then it's a melacha. And Shabbos, a dova she'ina miskaven. We're not goyers malachas on Shabbos. You use it with moyach. So then you took the moyach, which is what Shabbos represents. go down to Malacha, that's already a Chil Shabbos. It's not a Malacha. A Malacha is a joke. I mean, a Malacha without Moyach. It's a joke. Like you die Masconius him by night. So really, you know, it's not a Malacha what you did. Why? Because you're sleeping. You don't know what you're doing. You're sleeping. You're sleeping. So if you're sleeping, it's like you die Masconius him. It's Masasi without him. So whenever there's a strong Koyach of Moyach, is in if the Malacha is not without the Moyach. Malach is not without the Moyach. It's nothing. It's a dinosaur.
That's so why not
Yetzer
during the week if the week is Kali Yedayim?
Because like the Muhammad during the week. But during the week there's a Hanhaga. So there is a Bechinis Yedayim. Like we said, by the Bisa Middosh, that's the Mechalik to the Bisa Middosh and Shabbos. The Bisa Middosh is the Hanhaga of the Velt. There is Hanhaga, there is Yedayim, and there is Dibur, and there is Maisa. Now the Chomer is to make sure that you make a Yichud with that Maisa. And the Dibro, right? And that's Beis Hamikdash, and that's Chol. But Shabbos, there's no Melacha Bechlal. Shabbos, there's no Dibro, there's no Melacha Bechlal. Shabbos is Kulei Moyach. It's Kulei Moyach. It's Kulei Chal. What's the purpose of Shabbos? Why is there Melacha? Because all the Melacha from the rest of the week, all has to be, all the Dibro and Maisa, the rest of the week has to be Niskalon into the Chacham of Shabbos. So, man, Shabbos is Kulei Moyach. So, you do Melacha without Moyach. That's the Gunish Gittin. On a day which is Kulei Chacham, Kulei Moyach. If he did a Malacha without Moyach, he didn't do anything. During the week, you did half. You did that, you didn't make a Yichud. Shabbos is the Gumish Katim. So that's the Sod of Shaifa. That's the Sod of Shaifa. What's Shaifa? Shaifa is a Chachma ve'ein a Malacha. What's Chachma ve'ein a Malacha? Same with him. Chachma ve'ein a Malacha means that it's Hecha b'Dibur, Hecha b'Maisa, right? Shaifa is a Bechinus Chacha Melacha. In other words, Shaifa is Megala the Havai. Shaifa is Megala the person, the Hecherkeit. The Hecherkeit, sorry, of the Dibur and the Maisa. So Chachma, it's an Eina Melacha. The Sugya of a Misasik. Misasik is by Shaifa, Rosh Hashanah. Misasik Layot. Why is it by Misasik? Shaifa is Chachma the Eina Melacha. Zog the healing of Rambam, Afa Bishitki is Shaifa, Zeres HaKosafu, Remez Yish Bedova. What's the Remez? U Yishayne Mishchinascha. What's the Vav? Somebody who sleeps, it's Yidai Maskon Yisim. So who's a sleeper? It's a Chachma Ve'inam, a Melacha Ve'in HaChachma. Somebody who's sleeping is a Melacha Ve'in HaChachma. It's Maisa without Chachma, sleeping. Somebody who does melachas, that a yichud, is shluft. Even when a person sleeps, he's still doing. Person sleepwalks, person sleep talks. You die maskoni yisem. A person's doing when he's sleeping. No, so why do you laugh at it? Because there's no moyach there. It's meister without moyach. Comes on shayfa, which is chachma vein and melacha. And it takes a person out of Melacha Ve'in HaChachma. Uru Yishayni Mishkinaschem. What are you doing? Yid, throughout his Pa'ulis throughout the year. But Pa'ulis where there's no Moyach. So Shabbos Megala is Kishlufin and Anse Yoy. You're sleeping the whole year. It needs a Chachma Ve'in HaMelacha to pull a Melacha Ve'in HaChachma out. So what are you doing? Person at the end of the year, Vada is productive, it's Gittin, it's Geret, he spoke, it's Geret, and Geret, and gebabbled, and he did, and thus and yens. Shaif is Magala, you're sleeping. On a Yichud, when it comes to Chimus Chachma, that's the Rachmanis of Shaif. Shaif is when a person hears the Shaif, he has his Rachmanis, he realizes that all the Dibur and the Machshava, all the Dibur and the Maisa that he did, was Malacha without Chachma. Chachma ve'in ha-malacha means that Shaif is mevara to a person, the emistikai, Shaif is mevara to a person, the yichud, the havaya that should really be there, should have been there in every single dibur and every single machshava. It's like a bechin of Shabbos. You know how to do malacha? It's a chachma ve'in ha-malacha. Like a bechin of Shabbos.
So
you don't play Shaif on Shabbos. Same Mechina. Shabbos is an aliyah. Shabbos is a koyach to be ma'aleh. Shaif awakens us to what's going on. Shaif is slaves is awakened to their life. He comes along and chachma ve'ina melacha and says, all you've been doing is a melacha ve'ina chachma. Shef is megala that a dibur and a maisa without a yichud, meshluft. So the Rambam is to put it in.
What
does this mean? Chochma ve'ina melacha. Right, yeah. Chochma ve'ina melacha.
What does it mean?
Chochma ve'ina melacha. Chochma means also, whether it's not a melacha, the way to do it is to get a chochma. It's shy that we're going to get to whether it's considered a melacha. To make it, whether it's considered a melacha. In other words, they give the shayf, it's a chochma. It's how to blow it. I mean, it's mutta to do ke'ilah because it's a chochma, it's not a melacha. You're not learning an uvdu d'choy. It's not a melacha. It's a chochma. It's a halacha de kemusa, but it's about the. Chachma ve'ina melacha.
That's why it's kilo. That's the Gemara says can't put gold in it because it's kilo in kai nakadasha.
Why did? Because that was the whole chetahina. They wanted to avoid it without yichud. That was the whole chetahina. A few pnimius, the chetahina was. They served the chetahina avoid it or without yichud. Without shemayim. They wanted everything down here in the arts. They don't mind having ruchnis, as long as the ruchnis is also down here in the arts. As long as they're also manhig their ruchnis. They're all avoid the zara, as long as the vata avoid the zara, that they're manhig, they're God. They're money, they're on top. They decide what avoida, they decide this. You can pick and choose. If you enjoy Hazar avoida, see, you buy this avoida zara, go to the store and buy this avoida zara. As long as you're money, you're avoida zara. Which means that they don't mind ruchnis, but they want to be money, their ruchnis.
Why is that called ruchnis?
Okay, they'll tell you it's ruchnis, they'll tell you it's an avoida, and they'll tell you that this is what we do. And others say ruchnis. They call it ruchnis. In other words, they're prepared, that's avoida zara. They bow to avoida zara, they do arba avoidas to avoida zara. But it's without, what's the vote? The vote is, it's all down here in the Oretz. There's no yichud. That's why Avodah Zarah is called Znus. That's why Avodah Zarah is called Znus. It's without a yichud. It's okay. See, there's no such thing without a yichud. It's without a yichud, and it's going somewhere else. It's going somewhere else. In yichud, there's no such thing. I mean, if it's the right zivug, it's Poseidon. Otherwise, it's either Zerah Levatala or it's Nus, if it's also shown to somebody else. There's no paraffin, there's no grey area in the area of Yichud. It's either Yichud or it's Chasu Shalom Levatala, or it's Chasu Shalom, it goes to the Klippa, or it's Bechlal Arois, Chasu Shalom. With Yichud, you deal with Yichud, there's no Stamazach. So they wanted to make that, they wanted that's Bechinam Znus. Come to this in English, there's a Kodesh Kodesh, Yichud. I must take a Yichud, Ein Kategen, as it's an Eger.
Why is that done to a coil?
Coil is the pnimius of dibur. Coil is the pnimius of that dibur. If you're focusing on the pnimius of that dibur, so then you must achat to the shayrish of it. That's what we're saying. I mean, where did the coil, where does the dibur originate? It originates in the moichin. It originates in the moichin. So it's taking you back to the original. Your coil. If it's the end of the yichud, so then it was zochel. That's why he said before. That's why yad be'am and tachteinu. We realize that our whole anhog is be'am and anhog of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Our whole anhog is mesiachet to the anhog of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And we daven yad be'am and tachteinu. First thing we do in the morning is we wash our matzilas in the morning. Yadayim askanias here. Without moyach, without kavana, without mishem shamayim, there's no yichud, it's the extra zach in the world. The kior is made from the maras atzoyus. All the special about the maras atzoyus. It's Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to make it from maras atzoyus. The Gemara says Tzaybu, so the Gemara says the women used. Why did they use it? What does the Rav Yishlam say? Because they were Chaven, Shem Shemayim. Chaven, Shem Shemayim. So then the Pu'ul is a Heilige Pu'ul. Pu'ul is a Heilige Pu'ul. So the Gemara says Tzaybu, so the Gala, the greatest, being Mala Yodibu Machshava to Rabbi. What do the women do with that? They made a yichud amiti. In order that the husbands should want to have yichud, should want to have zivuk together. They made the greatest yichud. It's a place of your dying. It's a pula. It's a gashmis tigazak. With the greatest kavan of Hashem Shemayim. Says the Ribbono Shel Olam to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's exactly what Atem Sinai. You woke up in the morning, you did lots of beer. The hands can do a lot at night. You die maskon, you say, but it's all misasik. Look at the kiyar. Learn from these women, from these nashim tzidkonias. How they took every pula, even as our pula that you would think is kol kula, no shaykh to the shem shemayim kibul. But if you put kavon in it, machta yichud. Rashi says a moedik aloshin chaviva lai mikol. Rashi brings it down. Then pikudei there. Rashi brings down pikudei. Vayakul pikudei. Rashi brings down chaviva lai the kier. The maras atzayvus were more chaviv than everything else. That's the word. That was the maras atzayvus was the greatest lesson of the yichud amita. Now you know why there was such bracha. Po vayishutzu vayirbu moed as akavon Hashem shemayim. The Indian of Oino, we talk about the machshava that a person has to have. That's yichud. It's to make it into a yichud. It's called a kule. Kule the mechinas kavon. And they were discovered in Hashem Shemayim. So Am Yisrael was built. Am Yisrael was built from the kiyar. So the yadayim of skonis, which was the whole night of skonis, have to wash their hands by the kiyar. Then we go to shul, and we have another pool of the other. We go to shul and put tefillin on. Everything will be that it shouldn't be askoni, you say. Be it shouldn't be without kavan. Everything should be one of the shul. That's what we said before. Why does it say Rishis? Right? Yiras Hashem Rishis Das? Coming back to Allah Abdullah Zivug Adashmi, Zivug Arishan Yiras Chavit, the first time my Zivug Adashmi is Chavit. Come again, Allah Abdullah, Chalyamim, Tfila Yir, Beyichud, Kumay Rishis Das, Yichud Rishan, Kumay Shalas Avoid, and Mahilam Beyichud Zeth, that we discussed before. If it's an empty Yiras, then it's Nishabit Havai. It's Nishabit Havai, he's the first. Every tefillah is unique. Called tefillah shemishesh is my gracious kolachas. Oisa tikkun chodesh kim chadash b'chol yom tov. My gracious. What's the yichud that we say every day? Shema Yisrael. That's the yichud. Yeah. What do we say before Shema Yisrael? Chadash b'tuva b'chol yom tov. My gracious. Shaiches. Says that the yichud means that you're miyachad abnu with havaya. Shema Yisrael havaya nekenu, it's all havaya. The havaya is a lekim. Havaya is a havaya. If you connect into the havaya, then you connect into the koya, which is the shoyrish, which is the chadash tuba, b'chol yom tov 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 b'chol yom First, the Sotayr Shibachabon and Rashi Kedushan of last week. That's the Rambam says, Briskos, that's a ton of the Hail of Torah. The general Avraham Tonu is the Brach and the Chiddush of Torah. Choyer Neinu, it's all Cheshach. Choyer Neinu, Shazaych always to see a new light, a new or. Or is always Chiddush. Or was synonymous with the Indian of Chiddush. So the aura, the menorah, the chiddush, you can see all the time in the menorah. So the bracha of Av, Rabba, is the bracha that we should zeichah to see the machadosh, we should zeichah to see the havaya of the Torah. And when you say machadosh v'tuva, which is in the Briya, and Av, Rabba, in the Torah, then you can make the yichud, which is Shema Yisrael, Hashem, havaya, the king of havaya. Machadosh v'tuva is the havaya in the Briya. Havara is the Havaya and the Torah. Connect to the Havaya and the Bria, then you see the Chiddush B'Chodim Tovim Masa Yishas. You see the Havaya and the Torah, then you see the Chiddush B'Torah. And then we make the Yichud. Like it's always, there's never two tefillin the same. There's never two b'chinas Torah the same. Everything's the same. That's learning Torah with the Yichud. Mar Brachas has to steer. One place says Shemayim, Shemayim, Hashem, Haaretz, Nachon, Levnei Olam. The other place says Hashem, Haaretz, and Leah. Like Kasha, Kan, Koidim, Abrocha, Kan, Yachad. That's the Yichud. When you make a Brocha, so then you bring Shemayim down to Haaretz. You're making the Haaretz, Chelik, it says Shemayim, Shemayim, Hashem. When you make a Brocha, it becomes Hashem, Haaretz, and Leah. It becomes one thing. And the Bechino, Hashem, Haaretz, and Leah. It's a Yichud, Shemayim, Haaretz. It's the greatest Yichud. Brachas are the first and second. To learn Torah, Tachas to learn Torah is to bring Shemayim Haaretz. He said before, it's to make a Yichud in the Torah. Brachas makes a Yichud in the Torah. Torah Shemiksav begins, Bereshit Bara Elokim Yisra Shemayim, it's Haaretz, it's the Yichud. Torah Shemapeh begins with Brachas, which is the Shemayim and the Haaretz. The answer to the theory. That's Reb Levi. Reb Levi asks the steer in the brachas. Ravim in the Bisamimash. Shevet Levi in the Bisamimash. They were in charge of making the Yichud. That's the Yisod. That's the Koyach. Somebody learns Torah with the Yichud, is Machadish the whole time, and feels the Chiddush in the Torah. Harachman Yizakena. He's a Medic Madrigal. Harachman Yizakena. Zer Shalom Begumar, Kol Tam Shchokhim Sha'ina Da'as, Nevei Latoy Vehimena. Aus dem Weg zu mir, in Ihnen, okay, kostet bis vorm, steht bis vorm, kein Limit, schlein, in der Maschine, gab es, begab es, neu sind keuchler, klipp es raus, schon. Leute, da ist ja, im Sucken, schon mit Kalkrach, und es ist ja, gab es, warum? Und sehen wir, immer wieder das, kaum aus dem Weg, schon klipp sich, ach, treu, wir können, hier schlägt, treu, wenn wir mit dem Mutter, das, alle kehr, wie ich auch, auf der Jus, in Klallen, Gedeilen, in Tisgeil, kein, das ist der größte Mensch, ich
You had a lesson before, Eina Chacham. I feel a little befulful.
Yeah. If you're not Mechaber, if you don't make the Yichud, I don't know, Chacham is. And that all comes to Bittles. So the Chacham is Koyach Ma. He was telling me before, he says, you've got to tell the God of Bachem that Chacham doesn't mean wisdom, it means Koyach Ma. It means wisdom, that's only if you have the Koyach Ma. The Bittles, you make the Bittles, the Rishis. The rations of Das, the years Hashem, the shiftless, and then you have wisdom. Or intellectual wisdom, that's not making a yich. As you're speaking, and the dibbles and hoga, and you feel yourself a geshmak a manik. So, like, goydlen, chreit, meir, hoyen.
Is that Torah Beam's the Bezer, he says, the Vais?
Oh.
I'm with the rations.
Oh.
Bezer.
You got to have a
little
base. That's the Yichud. Torah can be such tainuk, oilam ha-tainuk. So Tamid Achon is Shabbos the whole week. Tamid Achon is Shabbos the whole week. Why is it Shabbos the whole week? Because they're living in the Yichud. Shabbos is the time to take. It wasn't Miyuchud to make it Miyuchud. For them, they're making Yichudim all the time. Tamid Achon is Shabbos the whole week. Shaitas Megala is Sugi and Safik, Safik. Again, the Shir and Safik. Me, the Chachm, Shain, and Locha, to pull us out of Malacha, being a Chachm. Shabbos Kodesh, no Shaifa, no Tfilin. Take his Kedusha, the Kedusha of Tfilin Shal Roish, has more Kedusha than Tfilin Shal Yad. Again, Malacha. Tfilin Shal Roish has more Kedusha. The Tzvon Shalom, 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 the Tzvon Shalom
Talk to the Rosh makes Yichud.
Brings bittle to the Goyim as well. Baruch Lamar, it's Kashem Hashem Yorah. Brings bittle to the Goyim as well. How's it bring bittle to the Goyim? Written to the Goyim, because Pshat is the seed. The seed of everything in this world is only a sugi of that. So it's, it takes out, the Kedusha takes out the Netzoytzes that they have inside, and it's a mile, it brings everything to the Goyim.